This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
An eviction moratorium hits a snag. From Marketplace, I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. It's a loss for New York tenants and a win for landlords. A divided Supreme Court lifted part of the state's eviction moratorium, saying New York had gone too far in protecting tenants. Marketplace's Kristen Schwab has more on that.
The high court blocked a state measure that allowed tenants to receive eviction protections by self-certifying that they were facing pandemic-related financial hardships without the opportunity for landlords to challenge them. The lawsuit came from a group of landlords that included small property owners, arguing that the state was denying them due process. The court did not take away eviction protections altogether. Tenants can still invoke them in court. The order comes ahead of a looming legal fight over a federal eviction ban. Earlier this month, the CDC issued a new 60-day moratorium on resident evictions in areas with high COVID infection rates. I'm Kristen Schwab for Marketplace.
We're learning more about the economic impact of the pandemic and how it's hitting across different slices of the country. Turns out members of the LGBT community were affected particularly hard. A new U.S. Census survey asked people questions about their personal finances over the past week and for the first time collected information on sexual orientation and gender identity. Marketplace's Caroline Champlin has more.
The survey found LGBT people were almost twice as likely to be food insecure as other adults. That wasn't surprising to Christina DaCosta with the advocacy group SAGE. It delivered meals to LGBT elders in New York City last year.
We found that folks really had to dip into whatever meager savings they had just to either pay the rent or get food.
Prior to this data, LGBT people were essentially invisible on these government household surveys, says Sherita Gruberg with the Center for American Progress.
It's really hard to know what policy interventions are required if we don't know what the problem is and what the scale of it is.
For one thing, Gruberg says, based on her research, LGBT people may feel discouraged about applying for government support for fear of discrimination. Or they may work in sectors more likely to be impacted by closures. To figure it out, Gruberg says, researchers need the data to keep coming in. I'm Caroline Champlin for Marketplace.
Let's do the numbers. The FTSE in London is up 0.4%. Dow, S&P, and NASDAQ futures are all up in the 0.1% range, with the Dow future up 49 points. The 10-year Treasury yield is at 1.341%. And a key shipping terminal at one of the world's busiest ports in Ningbo, China, has been shut down after just one worker was found to be infected with COVID. That has caused shipping traffic to pile up at other ports around the country. It is a reminder that the global supply chain stresses of the pandemic are far from over.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.
Scarlett Johansson recently sued Disney for releasing the movie Black Widow on the Disney Plus streaming service at the same time as it was released in theaters. Johansson says the decision undermined box office figures for the theatrical release and her salary, which was dependent on those numbers. Disney, meanwhile, says it fully complied with her contract. Abraham Ravid is a professor of finance at Yeshiva University, and he warns that with the rise of streaming, the balance of power between studios and entertainment workers, including actors, is moving towards the studios. He joins us. Good morning, Professor Ravid.
Good morning.
You argue that there are actually parallels between what is happening right now in Hollywood and something that was happening in the 1940s. Can you take us back to the 40s and explain what you mean?
Yes. In the 1940s, the studios were vertically integrated. In other words, exhibition and production were held by the same company, which meant that they could choose the movies that they would show in theaters. They could prevent theaters that are not part of the integrated entity from showing movies. So basically, the studios made all the money from both the production, the success of films. To be fair, also if film failed, it was theirs. And also from the exhibition of the movies. So we're now back to where we were in the sense that the leading form of exhibition, which is streaming, is owned by the same people who are producing the shows.
So you've got the same people making content, also in charge of exhibiting it, streaming it. You've also got fewer movie theaters per capita in the U.S., but a lot of actors are still paid based on movie theater revenue. So as streaming becomes more important, do you think we're going to see more fights between actors and studios like this one between Scarlett Johansson and Disney?
In the short run, there's no question that the contracts have to be renegotiated. For streaming, it gets complicated. So what if, for example, I offer the film free to everybody? Should I give you, I don't know, some half a cent for every download? And by the way, who knows what the downloads are? And then I could argue as the studio, look, I'm not making any money on this. And the artists, what they've done so far in the case, for example, of the Wonder Woman, the new Wonder Woman, Gal Gadot got, you know, a flat pay to compensate her for the fact that the movie was offered in streaming. The problem is these guys are okay. They have lawyers. They'll get people that will help them. But what about smaller artists, the people who are not that well known? They will not be able to say anything to the studio and their contracts might get worse.
Do you think that in the medium to long run, this kind of consolidation and vertical integration might attract the attention of regulators?
Maybe. I think the main thing to my mind would be transparency. I would think it would be really helpful if they were forced to release the information on the numbers of downloads, how much they got paid per movies with a made pay-per-view. This kind of information would be a first step in trying to do things better for artists and for consumers.
Abraham Ravid, professor of finance at Yeshiva University, thank you so much for talking with us.
Okay, very welcome.
Our digital producer is Redmond Caralipio. Our engineer is Jay Siebold. Our acting executive producer is Meredith Gerritsen. And I'm Sabri Benishore with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdal. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.